The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Daily Pop. Let's start off with some quick and hilarious stories. First up, Amy Schumer called up her homegirl, J-Law, to ask her about some drinking habits during quarantine, because why not? And when Amy asked Jen what her white wine preference was, J-Law called her out and said white wine is mainly for sluts. As I mentioned, we are keeping things quick, so before I ask you a question, I'm throwing 90 seconds off on the clock, and that's all we have to respond. All right, you ready for this? Question is, do you judge people by what they drink?
And the answer is, yes, I absolutely judge people by what they drink. I think if you're drinking something just trashy and unacceptable, I'm judging you for it. I don't disagree with J-Lot on the slutty white wine bit, by the way. I just don't.
Put it to the test. I'm in a bar right now. I order a strawberry daiquiri. What do you think of me?
Oh, I love an emotional, sensitive guy.
Oh my God, I like a guy who likes other guys. No. A strawberry daiquiri? That's what you get when you're 11 and you're on vacation with your parents and you ask for a virgin one. That's not, no.
I accept it, I will not judge you.
To answer your question, I wouldn't judge anyone because I don't think it defines your personality. Does it define your income? Yes. Like, I can't even pronounce Don, Perig, Nong, whatever it's called.
Oh my gosh.
But Morgan, she wouldn't stumble on that word, would she? Morgan?
No, I wouldn't. But honestly, I don't care what champagne it is. I just put a lot of ice in it. So that's maybe, I mean, any kind of champagne with a lot of ice, I'm happy with.
Wow, we actually went light on that one. Okay, moving on to J-Lo's creepy Instagram post. Was it hard for you to spot the mystery guy in this photo? Okay, let's take a close up. Did you see this guy? You had to do some serious zooming. Yeah, people went nuts wanting to know who this mystery guy was. Turns out it was Alex sitting at a desk on a Zoom call. Super basic, not exciting. The face is the person Alex was talking to. Very innocent, but so many people were trying to make a scandal out of this. Why do you think that is? 90 seconds on, go.
People love a scandal and they will always be searching. There's a crowd out there. I call them like the continuity crowd. Now, finding a Starbucks cup in a Game of Thrones film, yes, I'll pay that. Looking that close in a J-Lo picture, you have to go so close into the pixels. Weirdos, stop looking so close at photos, all right? For me, it's not on. Stop doing it.
Honestly, I'm just so happy that I haven't ever noticed anything like this in the back of people's photos. I feel like it like lets me know that I have an actual life and better things to do than focus on other people's backgrounds. So thank God for that. I thought it was a guy that was working on our house in a mask. It doesn't look like somebody who's on Zoom, but I just think ultimately—
Is that a cake in your background of your shot now? What is that?
No, wait,
your
shot.
Yes, they're well, I am having a birthday soon and somebody delivered cupcakes and I ate them as sustenance before I got on this show. Is this affecting the clock?
Wow, Scott, you're doing the creepy close-up thing. I didn't even notice that.
What else is back there? Jeez.
I gotta say, I was not excited by this headline, but I was intrigued because it has been a slow news week. And not that I love to celebrate the dissolution of a seemingly perfect relationship, but I felt it was kind of newsworthy, and I was the person who got trapped into clicking on it. So yeah.
Final thought. I think all celebrities should assess every pixel before uploading a photo, and I'm sure they do.
No, and that's our time. Okay, Miley Cyrus is mixing things up with a new do. She showed us on her Insta story. What do you guys think of the new look? It's like a rocker mullet.
I like it. I like it. I'm into it. For whatever reason, I feel like, you know, typically this hairstyle is kind of like looked at as dated and not cool. I don't know. It looks good on Miley. I think she holds them well. She's somebody that can have long hair. She can have short hair. She can have a pixie cut. She can have a mullet. She's kind of got the universal, like, looks good in every haircut.
You like it for Miley.
Absolutely not. But I'm very one note, one dimensional when it comes to beauty and vanity. I can't mess with things too much or things get real bad real quick.
Scott, I would say from a guy's perspective, I like it on a rock star, I like it on a pop star. Would I be attracted to a girl that has a haircut like that? Probably not.
I would love to see Morgan Stewart in this haircut. I was kind of like mixing the photo of Miley and Morgan in my mind and trying to see it. I would die for that photo, Morgan. Please give
we
it to us.
We need to Photoshop that. Can some fan out there do that, please?
Please,
can you do it and I'll
post
it on my Instagram?
No, they like me. They're not going to do that to me. Unless I get
a
little
facial
surgery. Which
we're
going to
do it.
I can see it already.
Well, actually, Scott, does this look a little familiar, the haircut? Because I think you and Miley might have a showdown of who wore it better.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you've gone deep in my feed.
Years ago.
That was a mullet years ago, yes. But
wow.
I don't know. I've surf a lot. I have a mullet. Wasn't as cool as Miley's.
Time's up.
Right. Wow, you're a flock of seagulls there. Okay.
Now to a bigger story involving Mary-Kate Olsen and her divorce. Okay, we hear she and Olivier couldn't see eye to eye on the topic of having kids, and a source tells E! News that a baby wasn't a priority for her when they first got married, but that had changed over time. If two people disagree on such a big topic like kids, will the relationship ever work?
Of course not. I think ultimately one person has to cave to get on the other person's page. If you are two married people, you start the relationship off as the same, like thinking the same, and then somebody goes and changes their mind and it means so much to them and they don't want their life to go by without kids, their partner needs to get on board with that or they need to separate. It's not going to last.
No, Morgan, but I feel like people grow and they develop over time and your feelings change. I honestly feel like you can, to an extent, convince somebody to have a child with you. Like,
no.
4 or 5 years ago, your friends might not have been having children.
No.
I think you have to both be 100%. You both have got to be 100% into it because it's not just like having another element to your relationship.
Exactly.
Like
that's
job.
Why.
It's a real human being.
So you need to agree. I think it's easier to convince somebody to not to have a child than to talk somebody out of wanting a child.
But yes, people will change and evolve over time naturally. But when you have these major values that you hold, you will not compromise on some of those things. And if you guys are not seeing eye to eye on this, there's no way that you could just bring a child into the situation and the other person doesn't want that. Then it leads to this resentment. And unfortunately, yeah, it's just not going to last. Channing Tatum is back to online dating. Channing is on Raya, and for anyone who doesn't know, it's an app used for dating and meeting new people. It's also a bit more exclusive than Bumble or Tinder, but there are still many non-celebs who are members. We're told he's very friendly on the app and he's having genuine conversations with people. So let me ask you this. Do you think celebrities are better off dating non-celebs or should they date other people in the business?
Do you feel like a celebrity could date a plumber?
Sure.
Yeah. Why not?
Would you date a plumber?
I would date anyone that I had a compatible sign with and that could help
If I lined
me.
Up 100 plumbers right now, Morgan Stewart, you would not date one of them.
That's not true. If one of them was a hunky plumber, I might date them.
Can we do a quick video chat? Can we get 10 plumbers to call in and they can give you a 1 minute pitch on why they should be, or why they're eligible? Would you be happy for that?
I would love, first of all, I love plumbers. I have nothing against them. I think they're very capable people. I have just not met a plumber that I have no plumber has been interested. What if a plumber doesn't want to date me, Scott? Maybe a plumber doesn't want to date me, and that's why I haven't dated one.
Who would want to date you, Morgan Stewart?
A lot of people. It's a lot of work, you know? So
I trust Morgan. I think Morgan would go for a great personality plumber.
Thank you, Aaron, for being my friend. So I would date somebody based on personality, but I find it interesting that somebody like Channing Tatum needs to be on Raya. I think it's great, but I just feel like, how can he not be introduced to like a non-celeb or a celeb through a friend or through his agent or through his dentist or even through his own plumber? Like, I just don't know why. I feel like he would know so many people and be so connected to different types of crowds that he could find somebody without having to go on a dating app.
He could have a pool of 100 ladies and get it down to 5 that he'd like to go on a date with very quickly. If he's going out to a bar and all these girls are throwing themselves, oh, it's Channing Tatum, take your shirt off, do the dance, oh, I love that dance.
Scott, do you love that dance? You were so prepared with that pitch. That was nuts.
I would love to see Channing Tatum with a wholesome, non-celeb, girl next door type. I feel like for someone who is not in this business, it kind of just, it will ground you. All right, you guys, up next, Machine Gun Kelly's hot new music video featuring, you guessed it, Megan Fox. Just how steamy did things get? Plus, have you ever stayed in a relationship even though you knew it was gonna end badly? We're gonna discuss it next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. Just went bad, but you're the best I ever had. Like Cam Prison, where someday she touched me, it's permanent. So that is Machine Gun Kelly's new music video, Bloody Valentine, featuring Megan Fox.
All right, you guys, do you still think nothing's going on between these two? Because I low-key think this is them confirming their relationship, and I freaking needed it.
Really? Do you like them together?
I kind of love them together after seeing this music video, and more so because I'm getting to see hot Megan Fox again. This is the Megan Fox we've been needing and longing for.
Yeah, 100% hooking up.
You think
so? I cannot. I don't actually know if they're hooking up. I think it's when it's something so obvious and blatant and in your face, I feel like that's when it's questionable. I feel like if they were being a little bit more subdued and not as front-facing as they have been, I think it's possible that they might have not. They've hooked up. Yeah.
Sorry.
I was going to go down the sort of like, you know, benefit
you
of the doubt
to
route.
It's not acting. That wasn't acting. Probably, there's a moment there. And even if there wasn't a moment after that scene and they filmed that scene, they might have to do 13 takes of that scene. They would be thinking things.
It was so hot.
Imagining things.
I'm here for it.
I just think
I need more
of
it.
I also think it's going to get a little nasty with Brian now. I don't think he's going to be thrilled about that.
I feel for Brian. He seems like the best bloke.
I think it's time to dive into a little Papa Love. Starting with Spanish singer Rosalia, she is talking about the inspiration behind her music. And she tells Elle, out June 2nd, that her second album was inspired by a toxic relationship. She says it was the kind of relationship that you know is going to end badly, but you go ahead and do it anyways. So, have you ever been in this situation?
Scott?
Morgan, thank you very much for that. I actually appreciate you guys doing this. I've got a friend going through this right now, and I don't know what to tell him. So I need some advice. He was always the player, never had a girlfriend, never locked it in. Now he's finally found the love of his life for about 3 years. And we all know she's cheating on him, and he knows it as well. And we keep telling him. But because I feel like this is the first time he's fallen in love, he doesn't know what to do. And I don't know how else to communicate it to him. What would you do if you're me? Because I don't know what to do.
You should tell him he needs to leave, or you should tell this girl that you all know that she's cheating and that she needs
both
to remove
done.
Herself
We've
from
done
this.
Both, and they've had little breaks, and then he just keeps going back there. He keeps ending up with her, and it's like, you're
it
a
sounds
loser.
Like
Stop
he
it.
Sounds like loser. I think it sounds like he likes somebody who's emotionally unavailable, and I feel like it seems like he's fallen in love with the idea of somebody who's finally given him a run for his money.
By any chance, Scott, is this friend you? I'm just making sure, because you know, people try to guise it and, oh, it's my friend. Just wanted to confirm. Well, have you guys been in this situation where you're dating bad news, but you don't care?
Yeah, I mean, probably. But I mean, it didn't start out as bad news. I just think when it got bad and I was like, this is not going to go anywhere. But it's this drug that I'm obsessed with, addicted to right now. So I'm going to keep it going. Or I've like dated people like for small parts of time, knowing that it wasn't going to be anything serious because it was going to erupt. So yeah, I've been in this situation. Everyone has to go through it.
I've been in this situation before where it's lasted way too long. I dated someone in high school up until the first couple years of college, and I knew he was not good for me. But yeah, I loved the thrill of it. I loved a bad boy. I loved someone older than me. And when it ended, I finally figured out who I truly was and had clarity. And yeah, I feel like for Rosalía, she had inspiration, but I feel like a lot of artists are like that. They get inspiration from relationships that are like that, that give them a learning lesson at the end of the day. Next one, a girl is wondering if she can reach out to an ex about a job. So she explains she went out on a couple of dates with a guy, but decided they were better off as friends. They eventually lost touch, but she came across his unique last name while she was job hunting, and then figured out that the CEO of the company she wants to apply to is the guy's father. Is it okay to use an ex to network?
I just think it's just so self-serving that I don't think it's gonna play out well anyway. So you're better off just like dropping a hint some other way and seeing if the person wants to be helpful. I wouldn't just directly ask.
It's a dog and dog world. You gotta do what you gotta do, and I think that is fine. I think for a lot of us, we don't like our exes anyway, so if they reject us, that's fine. It doesn't really matter. If you do get a foot in the door, a CEO is not gonna give you the job. You just need to be in that room to get the audition or have the meeting to get the job. So that's all you need, is a foot in the door to beat everyone else. I think it's fine.
You know what? I somewhat agree with Scott. If you and your ex were friendly when it ended, and for these people, it seems like they were friendly at the end of the day, they lost touch, whatever, there was no bad blood, I'm okay with that. But if you guys did have a really sour ending, you probably don't want to hit them up, because then they're going to go and tell their father, do not hire this person. So yeah, you got to play right.
Fine. Okay. I can get behind that. Fine, Scott. Scott, I love you. Scott.
Love you, Morgan.
All right, you guys, before we go to a break, Morgan, you lost a bet yesterday, and I wanted you to know that I've requested the $300 and I'm still waiting. Did you see my Venmo request?
I'm gonna do it now because I even though I didn't lose, because it was my work phone, it wasn't my play phone. I don't care about the work phone. Ask any producer if they can get a hold of me on that phone.
You're going to be worth $300 like that?
It's a drop in the bucket.
She just paid it, you guys.
To me, too.
We lost connection with your bank.
What?
Wait, it said we lost connection with your bank. It's a quick fix. Remove your bank and link it again with your bank's username and password. Okay, I will pay it.
You guys.
Wait, pay. Pay. Send.
All right. Coming up, we've got Real Housewives star Ramona Singer. She is here telling us what it's like quarantining with her ex.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Joining us now is one of the stars of The Real Housewives of New York City, Ramona Singer. Ramona, I've got a drink here with a bit of vodka, a bit of lime, and a bit of muddled mint. We call it, what do we call it?
The Ramona. But you forgot to put in a very large oversized glass. That's the secret also.
It's a pretty big glass. I'm happy with this.
For almost
the end of the week, I'm happy with this.
I know, but I like a stemmed glass.
Ramona, how is your quarantine going? I do like that for the first 8 weeks, you were beachfront in Florida with your ex-husband for 8 weeks. How did that happen?
Well, I was stuck in Aspen with Lyme disease, and my doctor said, you need to get out of Aspen. I told Avery, don't come to Aspen. And I said, I'll come to New York, we're gonna go straight to the Hamptons. And she's like, Mom, it's cold, it's not great there. Why don't we go to Florida? Dad has a place there. I think we could stay with him. We stayed with him. We thought it would only be for a couple of weeks. I've been down here, I think, for 10 weeks now. So I actually moved out 2 weeks ago to another 3-bedroom in the same building. That's also beautiful, oceanfront. So I'm very blessed.
I've heard that in your new living arrangements, you and Avery are sharing the same bed. What's with that?
I don't know. We're very close, you know? So even though we have a 3-bedroom, She has a one bedroom set up with all her clothing and her cosmetics in the bathroom, but she loves showering in my bedroom because it's a really large bathroom. And then the bed is this huge King California bed. So, you know, it's enough room. I mean, there's enough room for four people in this bed. If I had two more girls, they could be here with me too.
And for all the single people out there, quarantine's made dating quite tough. Are you seeing anyone at the moment?
Well, it's a little hard when you're quarantining, isn't it? So it's kind of difficult. I mean, I have several men that I'm in contact with that I speak to, but I don't know what's going to happen with this dating world. I have no clue. But listen, I'm just trying to get through what I'm getting through. I can't even worry about dating in men at this point.
If this is a date right now, how are we going? Am I going okay?
Well, right now I'm talking too much and you're not talking enough, but I want to learn more about you.
Oh. I want to know about tonight's episode of The Real Housewives. Do you have any spoilers for tonight's episode?
Oh, gosh, tonight's episode. Well, it's about Dorinda and her, I guess, what can I say, her anger. I try to address her when we're all together and she gets upset with me. And then I have what's called cocktails and conversation. And she comes to that and she gets a little out of control with me.
And Ramona, Sonia's been copying some hits on social media about drinking in some episodes. Are you concerned at all about that?
Well, you have to watch the show because actually some things do go down with Sonia and her drinking when we go on our group trip. And there'll be some new things that pop up that I think the viewers will be very interested in watching and seeing.
All right, we're going to have a little bit of fun right now. We're going to play a game that we're calling Name That Drama Queen. Very simple, so you need to answer who the drama queen is. So who lost her teeth a couple of times on the show, including
Sonia,
trying to rip a guy's shirt off?
Sonia, of course.
Straight Sonia. Into it. Sonia, of course. All right. Where were you all when Aviva Drescher threw her prosthetic leg?
Oh my gosh. We're at Le Cirque in the private dining room.
Who admitted she washes her sex toys in the dishwasher with other dishes?
Sonia, of course.
Correct. What famous line did Luann say during your Turks and Caicos getaway?
Be cool, don't be uncool.
Right.
Be cool. Right. Be cool. Don't be all uncool.
So be cool. Don't be all... like uncool.
Who yelled why in the Berkshires? I cooked, I decorated, I made it nice before telling everyone to get out.
Dorinda, of course.
I cooked all day, I decorated, I did it nice.
Who called who a slut, a liar, and a
Bethany.
Snake in the Berkshires?
Bethany.
Bethany is correct.
You are a slut and a liar and a hypocrite.
Oh, very nice.
And a snake.
All right. Thank you so much, Ramona. We'll see you on The Real Housewives of New York City tonight on Bravo. Thanks for joining me.
Before we wrap things up, we want to read some of your thoughts on our stories from this week. Here's one from a few days ago about Noah Cyrus saying she was overshadowed by Miley. Bonsai thinks younger siblings can shine too. She says, Kylie Jenner, hello. That's a good point.
That's kind of a mic drop point. We get yes, but there's only a few Kylie Jenners that come out into the world.
Yeah,
and you've got to find that new talent. You've got to find like your niche. You've got to dig hard, find what it is, and go hard. Because right now, Miley's been naked on a wrecking ball, and you can't top that.
Wow.
Well said.
Good point.
Well said.
All right, Reality TV Overload says they're not concerned about going back to the gym. They say, I work there and know how well we are sanitizing everything constantly. I guess if I knew that, I'd feel a little more comfortable.
There's three ways you're going to come out of quarantine. You're going to come out hunky, you're going to come out chunky, you're going to come out drunky.
Oh,
and
wow.
For a lot of us.
Who came up with that?
All right, you guys, be sure to tweet us your thoughts using hashtag DailyPop and tune in here every day at 12:30 p.m. to see if we use your comments. And tonight, don't forget, the Red Nose Day special is airing at 8 p.m. on NBC. Tons of celebs will be showing up to help children in need. All right, you guys, see you tomorrow. Bye, Chunky and Drunky.
Bye.